This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, it's time for the C Block starring Corey Majors.
Look, that was a time in my life, you know, that was different. Guys, thank you very much for allowing me to do the C Block every day. And thank you, Tolos, for texting in this week during the Bryan Adams giveaway. All the Tolos that keep saying, why are we giving away Corey's high school? Why are we giving away tickets to Corey's high school? It makes me feel good to know that y'all know what Bryan Adams is because of me.
Sure.
Because who would know what Bryan Adams is if I hadn't gone there?
Oh, man. Feels like you should have made a couple people on that list that were pretty famous.
Kenyon Martin's pretty famous.
Yeah.
Doug English. Somebody texted in and they're like, who the hell is that? He played like defensive end for the Lions. He was in our grand marshal at our homecoming parade one year.
Oh.
It was the turn back the clock year. That was fun.
Okay.
So sports conversation before I get into some fun. Because somebody did yell at me for being childish on radio again.
Oh.
Yeah, with my paper thing. Kevin, I did trip over a box of Kleenex the other day. I thought I hurt myself, but it turned out to just be tissue damage. Yesterday, the Rangers scored 16 runs, and it was another addition to the stat that we're going to keep track of for the rest of the year. The Rangers are now 25-4 when scoring more than four plus runs. That's it. That's all they got to do is score four plus runs. That's it.
And that's not a crazy number whatsoever.
All they have to do is score four plus and they win games. And you're right. It's not a crazy number, but didn't it seem almost impossible at one point in the season?
We would fall behind 2-0 and I'd be like, well,
that's game.
Lost.
That is game. And I am hopeful that what we just saw take place over this week is a trend in the right direction for the Rangers, because if that's the case, man, this thing is going to be impressive. Then I saw this and they were asking who is the most underrated player in baseball. I ask you this question because a lot of people were throwing out Cal Raleigh. You've been very, very high on.
He's had a tremendous season.
And so that was the name. And I started thinking, who is the most underrated player on the Rangers? And it just seems like Josh Smith is the one, because he doesn't have a starting position. He plays all over the place and we don't talk about him enough. It just seems like that. But for me, I think it's Jake Berger. I don't think Jake Berger, he's coming on strong here. He's had pretty good defensive work. I don't know if you know or not, Kevin, but he does lead the team in putouts.
Which is interesting because, like, Bochy even moved him to DH, and he said, unlike Pete, a lot of players, he's really comfortable just DHing and not necessarily playing in the field.
Yeah, but he's found his power again, and I think there's a there's a personality in, that he brings to that room that I think is fun. Do you have another option for most underrated player on the Rangers team?
So I have two. It's
Patrick Corbin, the guy that you said would never make it in this
league. Patrick Corbin is one of them.
All right.
And I admitted it to Jared. I said he was the buffet of starting pitchers in terms of he'll give you a lot of innings, but the quality of them won't be very good. But I actually think it's Hobie Milner.
Dude, you're right. I don't see him pitch enough.
Exactly.
And I don't think about him enough in these wins.
And he had a really horrendous spring training, but he has gotten better as the season's gone along. Like, I know he had a couple appearances in March, and I didn't consider those, but April, 2.45 ERA with a hold. All right, going to feel good about that. May, 2.19 ERA with two more holds, though he did have a blown save along the way. Already in June, he's only made five appearances, and you've seen the higher leverage situations they've used him in. In those five appearances, he has three holds and has given up no earned runs. He hasn't given up an earned run in like 10 appearances, though obviously I know the game against the White Sox, they gave up the inherited runners, but Hobie Milner is somebody that I think has done a phenomenal job this year, especially to expectations. And I feel like Josh Smith is a perfectly good answer, but I feel like Milner never gets talked about, you know, or very rarely gets
and
talked about.
You brought him up the other day to Bochy.
Yeah.
And Bochy was so happy that you did.
And then that's one of the reasons. Yeah, yeah.
I think one of my things about our interview with Bochy on a weekly basis is that we try to impress him with our knowledge. And I don't know if he's impressed, Kevin. There's sometimes he's just like, you know what? You're right.
I mean,
and I'm like, oh, that was a really good one, Boach. And he's like, yeah.
Feels like he knows a lot about everything. Does. So it's probably tough to impress him.
Good dude, though, man. Good
with
dude.
Baseball information. You can impress him with other stuff, I'm sure.
So lucky to have him for however long we get him. And appreciate the fact that he got us the thing that it eluded this city, this DFW area for so long.
Yeah.
That is a World Series.
I'm sorry. So sorry.
It's all right. I do this all the time to you.
Speaking of baseball, I want to remind everybody, you want to go see baseball tonight? Rangers will be playing the White Sox, and you can go out there and see the G-Bag Nation in the Comerica backyard. Boom! Or the Comerica center field.
I was wondering why they weren't in that room over there.
You knew it because they're at Globe Life Field.
I think we're going to be out at the ballpark tomorrow. I think we're going to be out there at Globe Life tomorrow, Kevin. So
that
if
is
you see
true.
Us, if you see us, high five us.
Yeah,
please. And then give a shout out to the person who won My Possibilities suite for us.
That dude is so excited.
From the 817, they think the most underrated is the pitcher Ezekiel Duran for what he accomplished yesterday.
Oh, I did not see this.
At the end of a 16-3 game. Somebody had to do it.
Yeah.
And Ezekiel Duran's like, okay, I'll be the guy. So you don't waste any arms. You got to get your fielder in there to go throw. So that was good. And that's it for sports talk there, Kevin.
Oh,
now we get to the fun. This is a headline that I just wanted to read. And I'm sorry, this may have aired on the G-Bag Nation yesterday, but I didn't get a chance to do this one or the one that I'm going to do after because we had such a short show yesterday because we turned it over to the Rangers who destroyed the Minnesota Twins. Welcome to Kentucky. A Murray man named Cowboy Cody was arrested for releasing a raccoon in a bar for revenge after getting banned due to a drunken mule incident.
Quote,
I'm a bartender, so you know I've seen some crazy stuff in my time, but nothing like this. And so, yeah, the dude, I guess he had been banned because of a mule incident that he had previously had. And
which
he was,
that begs plenty of his own questions, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah, absolutely. And I honestly don't have any facts on the mule incident. That's the concerning part. I don't have any facts to go along with that. But then he said, you know what? You guys are banning me from here. I'm going to go get a raccoon. Who thinks that? A drunk person.
Was it the raccoon a few weeks ago that had the crack pipe or whatever it was?
Yes.
Or was that another
animal?
And
the police were just like, laughing about it.
Raccoons are having their moment.
Yeah, from the that's how that happens. And then, Kevin, the most important story, because we need to learn to not talk S to ChatGPT.
Oh.
OpenAI's latest model challenged the 1979 Atari 2600 to chess.
Okay.
And lost.
Oh.
Enthusiast Robert Caruso reported that ChatGPT confused rooks with bishops, bungled basic tactics, and ended up conceding on beginner mode after a 90-minute struggle. It's a hilarious reminder that old-school task-focused programming still outsmarts general AI in its own domain. Now, my
Why can't I talk trash to it then? It lost.
Kevin, this is what I'm saying, though. If you talk trash to it, do you not think that it's going to learn from its mistake?
Oh, so just let it
Evidently, it only could think 1 to 2 moves ahead, and like that's about as far as it could go. And it couldn't really remember any of the functions of the and limitations of the other chess pieces and where they could go. And it lost track of its previous moves. I don't think that making fun of ChatGPT is going to be helpful. As a matter of fact, my wife said that she's very kind to ChatGPT because, as you've often said, future robot overlord,
yeah.
Which I always suggested, hey, who cares? It's going to be fine. You just turn on the water sprinkler and we defeat computers very easily.
I don't know if that's going to work out exactly how you think.
But then some knuckleheads went out there and they were like, hey, let's make them waterproof. Why would you do that? You took away our one defense system, and that was water. It kills electricity every time. But now chat's out there playing chess. Kevin, I think whenever chat learns how to play chess, which I think it's going to do.
Sure.
I think it went home after this loss to Atari and it was like, I'll never let that happen again. Now I'm going to run through millions of potential situations in chess and I'm going to have them all memorized for the next time I take on the Atari. And I think it's going to remember and grow from this situation.
Have you seen the people out there who have said like that's using that kind of program as the way to cheat at online chess, or if you're playing online chess with somebody you know, is run a simultaneous game with a computer and plug in what the other opponent does. So
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Whoa, I never thought about that. You're always coming up with...
I think that goes against the spirit of the competition.
Game genies.
Yeah, I think that goes against like the spirit of why you're actually doing it, but...
Kevin, the Atari was originally released in 1977. Video chess was released for the console 2 years later. ChatGPT is just like new. All right, last story. I think this is an important one. Spaceballs 2 is on the way.
Man, I can't believe this.
Spaceballs is... It's a hilarious movie.
And Mel Brooks is still going to be in it. He's like 98
years old.
Wow.
Yeah, he's 98 years old. And it looks like Rick Moranis has already said, yes, I'll be in this movie.
What's the last thing he did?
Rick Moranis? Honey, I blew up the kids 3 or something. I don't know.
Like it has been so long.
Yeah, I haven't seen him in anything in quite some time, but he's already confirmed that he will be in this movie. Kevin, did you see the trailer for this, the announcement that Mel Brooks sent out?
I did not.
You need to go watch it, because it goes through and it says 38 years ago this happened, 38 years ago, and it started going through all the movies that have happened and had sequels and prequels and prequel sequels and sequel prequels, and even its spinoffs that have turned into certain things. And it's like, and now finally the most important thing is you are getting Spaceballs 2. Who's gonna play Barf?
Oh yeah, because John Candy's
no longer with us. And I don't know how that original cast is held up. And other than Rick Moranis, I don't know who else is confirmed for it. But I am absolutely...
You think Zach Galifianakis could do it?
I absolutely do. He would be fantastic for Barf. The dry comedy sense of humor to deliver those jokes would be fantastic. My kids have to watch Spaceballs now.
Yes.
Because I have to take them to go see this.
I haven't seen that movie in so long.
I just recently watched it, like maybe within the last 2 months. It was on and I just was like, I'm watching this. And I loved it. And there were things, Kevin, that I was surprised. Jokes that were made back then, 38 years ago, still stand up to like current society. And like the fresh air. And opening the can of air to breathe it.
Yeah.
Because nobody has that is going to be out there. So I'm really excited about this. And it looks like they'll be combing the desert for a replacement. I like it. Good joke, y'all. Good joke.
I did think that was a funny joke. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we will talk with the championship director of the 2025 KPMG Women's PGA Championship. It's going to be here in the Metroplex, Jason Mengel, and also Masterpiece of the Week. All of it next right here on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're going to talk with PGA of America Championship Director Jason Mengel in just a minute. We're only 6 days away from the KPMG Women's PGA Championship. It's in Frisco. Second major championship played on the on Fields Ranch East. So if you're curious, it is coming around to our neck of the woods in just 6 days. Quick side note for you. And Corey sent me this story. I thought it was fascinating, and I also couldn't help but think of one particular sports aspect of it. There are new laws that are going to be put into effect to put essentially restrictor plates on vehicles of reckless drivers to prevent them from exceeding local speed limits. Now, this won't be for everybody. Washington State joined Virginia as a state that has enacted this law, but you will have had to have been charged and then, I believe, convicted in your records with reckless driving to even be part of this. So I don't want a lot of our listeners to worry, but I do like the idea that people who have been charged and found guilty of reckless driving would have to stay at the particular speed limit to hopefully avoid such issues. Just saying, maybe Georgia football team, you look into that. Right now, we bring to you the PGA of America Championship Director. It is Jason Mengel. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. Thanks so much for having me on.
Absolutely. Now, I don't want to make you nervous or tense, but we did bring up the KPMG Women's PGA Championship is only 6 days away. You realize it's only 6 days away. Is everything done? Is everything ready to go?
We will use the next 6 days to our advantage, but the golf course, first of all, is looking phenomenal. And the stadium that we're building has started to transform from what looks like a construction project. And now it's got the windscreen up and flags up and the bleachers are coming together. It looks like a stadium for the best players in the world to compete for a major championship.
I was kind of curious about the purse for this specific event. It seems like that's a pretty significant purse for this.
Major, baby.
$10.4 million. That's a pretty big one. Does that attract a lot of figures there?
Well, first of all, what attracts the best players in the world is that it is a major championship.
Yep.
And there's only five times a year on the LPGA Tour where really golf kind of transcends sport. And it's an opportunity for the best players in the world to etch their mark on the KPMG Women's PGA Championship trophy and put their name in the history books. So when we got involved in this event, the event itself is over 70 years old. When we got involved in this event 11 years ago, we took the purse from at the time, which was between $2 and $2.5 million to like you mentioned last year, over 10.4. So that's quite a jump. We've also helped take it to many venues in the world that have hosted or in the country that have hosted our PGA Championship, or in this case here at Fields Ranch, well in 2 years.
Was there anything in particular that led to the rapid rise in the purses? Like, I understand why all the players want to win the major and win the money, of course, but it's a big jump. And then it looked like from 2021 to 2022, there was another big jump. Is there any like particular incident or set of reasons that it's had such a giant increase?
Okay, I got three.
I think when you look at the parties who are together in this event, be it obviously us at the PGA of America,
Texas homeowner,
or the LPGA, or a partner at KPMG, you know, we all have come together and tried to elevate this great championship to make it one of the premier major. Your champions on tour, and I think you point to the purse as one example of that.
DFW for over now, there are 12 affordable solutions former champions in the field. I know most certainly you would not want to or be allowed to give any semblance of a prediction, but I was just curious your thoughts about how the event has built. You've talked about 70 years of history with this tournament, but how the event and kind of the PGA of America in general has built its depth with the players over the decades, and especially these last several years.
Sticking doors, uneven
floors. Yeah, I think, again, you point back to it being a major championship. And so, we have 100 of the top 100 players on the LPGA CME Race to the CME Globe, which is their like season-long points chase. We have some very familiar names, even if you're only a casual golf fan. Certainly everybody's familiar, I imagine, with world number one Nelly Korda.
Yep.
We got the reigning Olympic gold medalist from France, Lydia Ko. We've got Lexi Thompson, another name that many people know, the great player for a number of years. We've got some new faces, Charlie Holland, Rose Zhang. We also have a little bit of local flavor. So we are the PGA of America, and together with our partners, the LPGA.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We've had 10 either LPGA teaching and coaching professionals or one of our own. Northern Texas PGA section member Caitlin Stepmurray is actually qualified in the championship. And I can tell you Thursday morning when she hits that tee shot, there'll be a lot of her friends and family and a lot of us out there rooting her on.
Can you? Okay, so you did just admit that's pretty much who you're rooting for, right? Like, that's a great story. We're kind of rooting for them, right?
Oh, yeah. Anytime you get a PGA member to play one of our championships in their own home section, yeah, you'd be a little that's a good story, right? You want to root for that person.
I always struggle whenever I'm out at a tournament like this to decide, do I want to just go find one hole to sit on and watch that all day long, or do I want to follow a golfer? I got a couple of questions that go along with, what do you do? For one, do you like to follow a golfer, or you like to find a hole? Which one's the best hole on this course? And also, other experiences that you might be able to find at the tournament.
Yeah, I think if I was coming out to just watch the event as a spectator, you know, certainly there's a lot to do off the course, and we'll talk about that, I'm sure, in a moment. But my favorite hole on the golf course to watch is the 17th, and that's a short par 3. You can see also it's right next to the 16 green, so you can capture more than one hole in one location. And that's on the golf course where we'll have one of our spectator oasis locations. We'll have a food truck village, and so it is a good spot to watch. But it's not the only thing to do when you're out here. If you want to take a break from the action, you know, all the district – the PGA District outlets, including the PGA Shop, you can pop in and get some logo gear. You can grab a bite to eat in the Topgolf Lounge or the Ice House. We've got our fan zone behind the ninth green, which has a couple local breweries that people may be familiar with, Roller Town and 8. You can grab a bite to eat there as well. And it's right almost on top of the ninth green. And then, of course, everything going on in the finishing hole, the 18th green. You know, we had a great response from the corporate community here in North Texas. We have a number of skyboxes. We have our Pro-Am sold out. So we're very excited. And there's a lot to do for even the casual golf fan that'll be out here.
Sorry, I thought Corey said he had another question.
Yeah, he answered it.
He answered all your questions.
Yeah, the
all
fan right. zone and all the See, great stuff look there. At that.
KPMG yeah. Women's PGA Championship.com. I know it's the website. I know people can get tickets there. Is there anywhere else that we should direct people if they're like, all right, I'm in. You sold me, Jason. Let's make it happen, that they can go get their tickets because we're less than a week away?
Yeah, our official ticket retailer is SeatGeek. So to direct people either to our website or SeatGeek. I also want to point out on Saturday, we're keeping the party going late, if you will, and our friends at Omni PGA Frisco Resort will have a Grace Tyler concert. So if you're from Frisco, I'm sure you're familiar with upcoming singer-songwriter Grace Tyler, who's one of Frisco's own. Yeah. And then we'll culminate the day with a drone show around 9:30 that evening. So we're welcoming everybody back to the property and encouraging those on site on Saturday to stick around.
Grace Tyler's fantastic.
Best golfers in the world, tons of stuff to do, and it's in the Metroplex. KPMG Women's PGA Championship. It gets started Thursday at PGA Frisco on the Fields Ranch East Course. Jason, thank you very much for the time. We really appreciate it and all the info.
Thanks so much for the support, and we'll see all your listeners out here next week.
There you go. PGA of America Championship Director Jason Mengel. I wanted to just throw out, if you needed another reason, they were super generous with helping us out with a package for Peace-a-thon this past November as well.
It's a cool course, man. It really is.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. And right now, it's time for Masterpiece of the Week. This is the part where you say hello to us, Jacob.
Yeah,
hello,
Jacob, it's your turn.
How's it going, man?
It's your time to shine.
I'm doing great. So Masterpiece of the Week happens every Friday. It's the time of the week where we go through audio that has happened throughout the week and maybe taken out of context. And it's at times concerning. And I was told yesterday that we have a tradition on this program where we like to pick on people who are not here.
So, that's true.
Are you going to pick on Alec?
So Alec thinks he's safe, but what he doesn't know is that I listen to the show too. So this I heard from him and didn't really know what to think about it.
I will make a good comment if it smells good.
That just sounds like he's a gentleman.
Yeah, it sounds like he likes sniffing people.
Man, can I tell you, somebody asked if they needed forgiveness because they said their hot boss had just went to lunch and they sniffed her chair.
That's concerning.
So you've seen the movie Slackers, right?
I have.
Where Jason Schwartzman makes a hair doll.
Yes, out because of he's crazy.
James King's hair. And it was crazy. And he also made a nickname for his friend. It was Laser. That's you are forgiven for sniffing your boss's chair. However, since you did it,
you probably shouldn't.
Don't tell them. I was going to say,
definitely don't tell them.
Alec said he compliments if it smells good. So if you smelled the boss's chair and it smelled good, do you compliment or not?
No.
Would Gavin Spittle be like, Corey, don't ever talk to me again?
Yeah. If you went into him or Tim's office and was like, I smell your chair when you left, that feels like an HR violation.
If it smells extremely bad, I mean, do you consider that cause for concern and maybe, you know, as a coworker?
No, you shouldn't be smelling people's chairs.
I see where you're going with this, though, Jacob. No. This makes sense because then you got to be like, hey, maybe you need to see a doctor about something.
Okay, because you'll have to tell them because I smelt your chair. Next.
All right, so that was kind of the exception of the week. I think this is going to be a interesting masterpiece of the week because usually the producer has heard all these clips. But for today, this is going to be our first time all hearing them. So this one is from Sean. It is titled Schottenheimer.
Is this the same size as what I gave Schottenheimer?
Wow.
Remember I threw the lime at him. I threw the lime at him during crosstalk, and he said... Yeah, they had a 90-minute meeting.
Only Sean would know.
Yeah.
I guess Shoddy would know.
Shoddy.
All right, up next, this one's from Kevin. He said it's titled Long One.
Let's run this a little extra.
Do the long one.
I mean, Kevin likes them long.
See, and that's the tough thing sometimes, I think, for ladies and men, is you don't know. Like, if it gets to that level, then it's a gamble. Maybe they take off their pants and you're like, oof, that's disappointing.
I thought you were talking about like a difference between a 5K and a 10K.
Oh, I assume that the implication with the way it was edited, it was as if I was talking about a penis.
Or a Penix. I mean, either
all
or.
Right.
All right. Let's jump over to Corey here. This one is titled Cattle.
No, we punch cattle here in Texas. It's true. Have you never heard the term punching cattle?
No.
You've never heard that term before.
Are you looking it up right now to make sure you got it right?
Yeah.
I thought you were making fun of Eagles fans when they punch those horses.
Punching cattle is a historical term for cowboys using long poles and sticks, the long ones, to nudge or guide cattle, especially when herding or loading them onto trains.
Sounds too violent.
Take your word for it.
I don't think you're actually punching
them. No, that's what I'm saying. The terminology sounds too violent for the action.
So are you doing that? Are you canceling cow punchers?
No.
The cattlemen of America are listening to this show right now.
I am not canceling any farmers or cattlemen or anything because they help keep this country going. Thank you very much.
Text in right now if you're a cattleman that's offended by Kevin.
I just said I support you.
That kind of sounds like something that would be in like a North Dakota State offensive lineman's draft profile.
Yeah.
That he punched cattle.
Yeah. Him and Bob Lilly. Yeah. I'm with you.
All right, up next, Kevin, high school prom. This one's kind of intriguing.
Hey, I'm an adult and I went to a high school prom.
Yep.
If you're not the chaperone, what are you doing there?
Well, you didn't say in the clip you were the chaperone.
Oh yeah, that was about another station too, wasn't it? Mm. Look into that story.
Up next, we got Corey. This one's titled Fingers.
You're basically using your fingers as the toys.
Oh, wow.
Here's the problem.
Not everybody can afford the fancy toys.
That's true. Inflation.
I forgot what that was in regards to.
Mm.
But I do feel like it was...
Do you think on the farm an ear of corn would work?
Yeah, you can eat corn. Yes, absolutely. It's okay. I don't know if you can eat it right off the stalk or if you have to cook it first. I've never actually eaten stalk corn before. I feel like it wouldn't taste good.
I feel like it's like eating gravel.
The corn
that's pretty hard.
Everywhere. I got you.
All right. Up next, Kevin. This one's titled Enormous.
That thing was freaking enormous. That's, again, part of the gamble. Mm-hmm. That could be the other side of it.
I understand.
It could be probably too big.
Gosh, now I understand. Now I'm getting it right now.
I'm really starting to sense a theme here from Corey. This next one's titled Junk.
I crushed in middle school. All right, my teachers did not have the respect for my junk.
That's it. That's...
My jokes is what I meant. Corey. I had really good jokes. And Ms. Hill just did not respect it enough. Neither did Ms. Wrangler.
No, I think they respected
Lee,
it appropriately.
Ms. Adams, like they all had.
Man, you remember
Preston.
A lot of your middle school teachers' names.
Dr. Preston would send me out to the patio every day. Every day I'd walk into class and she'd go, "You need to spend 5 minutes out there." And I'd be like, "Why?" She's like, "You know why." No, I don't. And then one day, because my mom was she worked in the office. She worked in the front office at the middle school. And she came over and was like, "Corey, what are you doing out here?" And I was like, "She literally just puts me out here for no reason every day." And I had to argue with that with my mom for a while.
Cool. All right. Up next, Kevin, in this clip, was a concerned parent.
For the parents who were concerned that they couldn't fit it in that kid's bedroom, they're probably right. Because that thing looked amazing. All right. I know what this is about.
Car bed.
This is no, but
everybody wanted one.
Yes, for sure. It was about the G.I. Joe USS flag.
Yeah, that thing was.
But out of, yes, I realize out of context, that sounded very.
The 817, this segment is cinema. I hope that you have your popcorn. Speaking of corn,
or their corn on the cob, their raw corn on the cob. All right, last but not least, this one's from Corey and Choppy talking about does size matter?
That's a little bit girthier.
You think so?
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. It was smaller than that?
Well, it was longer, but it was skinny.
Okay.
Wow.
I think we were talking about the lime again.
Don't say that word if you're talking about a lime.
He said it was longer lime.
That's so weird. Okay, look. Obviously, I am going to vote for Corey's middle school joke junk that he said.
I crushed in middle school. All right. My teachers did not have the respect for my junk. What's really crazy about that was a good rant too, and it got broken up by me miswording words. But I'm going to vote for that too. That's my vote for today. Yeah, I don't usually do this, but that's what I'm voting for.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to be lame and make it 3-0. So I'm going to vote Corey's fingers.
You're basically using your fingers as the toys. And see, you can hear me trail off as the toy. Gosh, I knew I'd gotten there.
Corey gets a clean sweep with all the votes. His middle school rant is the winner for Masterpiece of the Week. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's go live to Globe Life Field to chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Next, right here on The Fan.
Back to 105.3 The Fan, and this upcoming segment is brought to you by Classic Chevrolet. If you're in the market to upgrade your vehicle, get to Classic Chevrolet in Grapevine. Back-to-back number one Chevy dealership in the world. They got Silverados, Tahoes, Blazers, Malibus, Equinox, and more. Visit ClassicChevrolet.com. This is Texas. This is Classic Chevrolet. Together, let's drive, relax, and enjoy the difference. Based on new Chevrolet registrations 2023 and 2024.
And this pitch is crushed. Deep left center field. Bader going back to the wall. It's gone. Back of the bullpen. What a clout by Adolis Garcia. His eighth of the year. That's three more for the good guys. It's 13-1.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan right now, courtesy of D&M Leasing. Let's take you to Globe Life Field to chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is you today?
Terrific, Higgy. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for asking.
I'm here.
And Corey seems like he's doing well.
I got a little bit of a headache, but I'm dealing with it. Thanks, Gavin. Appreciate you.
I know it'll probably take more than just
a... soon, Majors. I respect your junk, Corey.
Thank you. Thank you. At least somebody does.
Don't encourage him.
Appreciate
great
that.
Great junk. Sorry you had bad teachers that didn't respect it.
They just didn't.
He had great teachers for not respecting it.
Hey, depends on how you look at it. You can look at it wrong if you want, Higgy.
Every time a teacher gets arrested for hooking up with a student, I just look at Jess and I was like, and this is what you choose to do. And she goes, I am a teacher. I don't do that. And I was like, well, this person was a teacher too.
Yeah, this is your peer.
Yeah.
That's not necessarily a blanket of innocence you can you can don anymore.
Exactly. Guilty by association.
Yep, judged by the company you keep.
Exactly. So it'll probably take longer, I'm sure. But in this past series, Rangers scored 34 runs. That's their most in a three-game series in 13 years. We've seen two unbelievable offensive games. You've seen some other ones sprinkled in. Do you at least feel more positive about the offense, even if you're not ready to be like, oh, yeah, they're back, we're fixed?
Incredibly positive. I mean, I don't know how you can't be. This was two out of three games against a Minnesota Twins team that's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's not like you were just doing this against the Colorado Rockies. So, Evan Carter has just been incredible since they called him back up. Simeon, I think this is now a long enough sample size where you can say he's turned the corner, he's back. Higashioka, it was a matter of time. I mean, he had the second worst OPS of his 9-year career. Like, that's a dude that you brought in here that I had higher expectations for. This team was just too talented for them eventually not to click. Now, the worry was like, okay, is it just going to be one or two guys here and there? But in this series, it was up and down the lineup, and the key is can you carry it in to a series now against Chicago, who did take two of three of you. I got it confused yesterday. The text certainly let me remember that it was not a sweep over the White
Sox. They always do.
It was a sweep over the Rockies. But, guys, yeah, I'm buying in. The pitching's been fantastic. The defense is there. I think you've got too many good hitters that have proven throughout their career that eventually this is going to go back to what their career averages are. And if this team can just be average, they should win this division.
You know, I think the thing for me that I'm excited about, Higgy, is I just don't think a bad offense would do that. Twice over 3 days, 16 runs. So what we're seeing is this team letting it be known we're no longer one of the worst offenses in baseball. And, you know, I think we're in for a lot more of these, crooked number innings.
Yeah, and I think this is pretty encouraging with the status of the schedule between now and All-Star break.
Sure.
You're going to get quite a few good opportunities to continue to get that confidence up here. So
18 straight games against teams that are not over 500.
Yeah, that's a beautiful thing. And especially with this series here, because as Wolchuk mentioned, you've already got the embarrassment of the previous White Sox series. I think they're going to take that anger out on these bad boys here at Globe Life Field. That's going to be exciting.
Now, we got Father's Day coming up on Sunday. We asked the question earlier. I want to know from you fine fellas out at Globe Life Field, who is your favorite movie or television dad?
Wow, that's a great question.
Thank you.
So, I said Bob Belcher with Carl Carl Winslow as a backup, mm-hmm. but we got lots of great feedback.
I thought Steve Martin and Cheaper by the Dozen and Parenthood was pretty good. I thought he was always pretty good.
What if I just replied by simply saying, "Let's rock"?
I might need a little bit more. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but I'm going to need just a little extra.
Mr. Four touchdowns at Polk.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, no, yes. Ma'am. See, now I, yeah, Father for sure. Have you watched that show? I always want to go back and watch that show because I remember at the time it was cutting edge and it feels like it would be so far over the edge, but in an enjoyable way.
And how he pulled Peggy is still just shocked. I guess it was all the touchdowns.
Legend.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Was it?
I got two.
Oh, Al.
Okay. Was it her pants that made her even more attractive?
Oh, yeah. I think it was her cans, actually. But, yeah, her pants didn't hurt.
It's going to be a show from G-Bag.
It was tight.
She was a five-tool player.
Oh, yeah. Ned Stark.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Man of honor. Tough. Absolutely.
Legend.
Love Ned. And then growing up, I think I was a huge Boy Meets World fan, so I'd go with Alan Matthews.
Yeah, he was good.
I liked the Arthur Spooner drop from our buddy Jake, or is it Jacob? Who knows? Mm-hmm. He doesn't. I was a big fan of King of Queens. But give me some Peter Griffin, man. Come on.
Peter.
Or Red Foreman.
Yes, Red Foreman was probably the most popular answer we got, I think. What do you guys got coming up on the program? I can already tell. I think it's going to be amazing.
It's going to be juggy.
Pure gold as always, Heggy. Thanks for asking. We are at the Globe here, Comerica Backyard. This is Sweet Level Center Field. Love to have you swing on by, fellowship. I think I have some G-Bag decals and some of those Tolo decals, actually, in my backpack. And I'd love to hand those out to you a little bit later on. Calvin Watkins is going to join us at 4 o'clock, help us continue with this Trayvon Diggs and Micah Parsons storylines. And of course, Eric Nadel's going to join us at 5:20. We'll take your phone calls, what you drinking, what you thinking, coming up at 5.
Love it, love it, love it. Roll home with the G-Bag Nation or go see them at Globe Life Field and go see the Rangers. We have been the KNC Masterpiece. Make your way back with us on Monday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Say junk for joy, Kevin.
Happy Father's Day.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA or mensteaclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.